First one was about like how it all started, and there are so many, you know, nowadays startup culture has started booming in our country. So how do you, what do you think about, how can you make the change about this?
Sure. I think what we are trying to do is take innovation, make innovation accessible beyond just investors, right? So today, yes, you are right that the whole startup culture has come. There are people who are willing to invest in that money with them. But, you know, even in that perspective, even despite all the hoopla, I think there are hardly about 300 to 400 people who are seriously investing their money, you know. But on the other hand, India has the highest constituency of HNIs, right? So what we are trying to do through crowdfunding is able to bring all those communities on board also. You know, let common people start engaging with ideas. Let common people start supporting ideas, even if they have to just pay 500 rupees.
Yeah.
You know, the amount that they will anyway spend in a Starbucks coffee. So I think that's the whole logic. And we believe that, and that is how crowdfunding has garnered so much momentum across the world. Because crowdfunding actually democratizes the whole way of fundraising for startups. And it doesn't only give them funds, it also gives them a lot of market feedback. You know, it also gives them a validation from their prospective audiences. So that's how it helps. And that's the kind of difference that we're trying to bring in. You know, we're trying to make startups open up to commoners and let those commoners people come on and be a part of them.
Yeah, so we can see like this is the first kind of event through which we are doing a live crowdfunding.
Right.
So do you think like you are about to bring about a social movement in entrepreneurship and you know, where all the levels of people can join and they can
back
in?
Exactly. So that's the idea. And then also the idea is that India so far is only used to give to charity.
Yeah.
Right. They are not used to give for innovation. They are not used to give for something which is creative. So again, with through such events, through telling the people that there are ideas beyond just charity. You know, there are ideas which are really innovative, which can really make a big social impact, which can make an innovative impact. So why can't we be a part of that?
So, and how long it has been the journey for Catapult? Like?
So Catapult has been here for about last 2 years. And so far we have helped about 40 odd projects. We have raised 1.2 CR for them. And this money has come from about 2,000 contributors.
Okay, can I ask you, what was your favorite project for this?
So there have been multiple projects. For example, so we have done some interesting startup projects till date. There was one project called Car IQ, which would basically convert your car diagnostics on your mobile app. So you could know how your engine is performing. So that was a very good project. I think there are very few interesting startups out here like Peabody,
yeah.
You know, which can really make a big social movement out here. We also helped someone who was trying to manufacture low-cost sanitary napkins for rural women. So we helped them. So that was also an interesting project.
Okay. And any idea you thought like it's just ridiculous and but it performed very well?
No, not like that.
Okay, thank you. And do you think like kind of platforms there are like Kickstarter and Indiegogo are also you know, Indians are also pitching there,
right.
So how do you see the competition there, or what kind of advantage you can leverage of?
So I think the way we do is that while Indiegogo and Kickstarter are there, but if you are raising money on them, you will not get any strategic help.
Yeah.
Right. You will not get any exposure to events like this.
Right.
And that's what we are trying to do. Because in India, crowdfunding itself is very new. You know, most of the people still do not know how it works.
Right.
So they need that strategic guidance. They need that hand holding.
Yeah.
So that is what we are trying to bring.
And one more last question. Like, do you think any investment opportunity after this crowdfunding, like where people can invest and can expect some returns?
So what happens to crowdfunding is the first stage of funding for any idea, right?
Yeah.
So even if I can raise, let's say, 5 lakhs or even 4 lakhs through crowdfunding, I can then go back to my investors and say, hey, boss, you know, there are about 1,000 people or even 500 people who have even given me 500 rupees, but they have trusted my idea. You know, so now why don't you open up and look up to me? So indeed, that is what is happening in international markets.
Okay.
Today, when you talk to any seed investors in international markets, they actually ask you to go to crowdfunding first,
okay,
get a market validation, then come to us.
Okay.
So I think it's a win-win for everyone.
Okay. And do we see any big partnership coming from any other big corporates like Google or anyone who are supporting, like Intel is supporting Making India and
right.
Digital India.
Right.
So do we see any partnership coming?
So we are in talks with some of them, you know, and we are trying to bring around that how we can bring those synergies through crowdfunding.
Yes.
So let's see how it works out.
Okay. Thanks, Sanjay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice meeting. Thank you so much.
So it was a good initiative.
Yeah, I personally liked it.
Thank you. Thank you.